When Vallabha Bhatt approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a desire to give different interpretations or meanings to the holy names of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Prabhu kahe Krishna namer bahu artanamani shama sundar yashodanandan ihamatra jani. So Lord told him that I do not accept different interpretations to the or meanings to the names of Krishna. All I know is only Krishna is Shyam Sundar and he is Yashodanandan. That's all I know. Yahumatra Jani. Bas. I don't know. I don't want to hear any other type of interpretations to this name. So Lord Chaitanya refused to hear the different interpretations to Krishna's names that talk about Krishna being a giver of such benedictions such as liberation, mukti or bhukti or siddhi. As often his names are interpreted by different people differently. So Lord Chaitanya was uninterested in such descriptions. In fact, Lord Krishna, even in Dwaraka, he is in a different type of mood, in which he is in the role of a warrior, having bow and arrow, and wearing all kinds of kavachas which a king would wear. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wanted to worship Krishna as Brajendra Nandan. That's why he said, Shyam Sundar, Yashoda Nandan, Ihamatra Jani, he said. So the spiritual master pronounces the right conception about the holy names of Krishna in the ear of the disciple while awarding the Kama Gayatri. So it's very important that when one is calling out the holy names of Krishna, one has the right conception of Krishna. In order for the holy name to produce the effect of love of Krishna. Otherwise, there are so many different interpretations and meanings to Krishna's name given by so many different people. That's why the sixth offense against the holy name condemns such kind of interpretations which are actually not given by the acharyas in the line. So Srila Prabhupada writes how the right conception and right consciousness, these two are very important while chanting the holy names of Krishna. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shyam Sundara Yashodananda Nihamatra Jani, at the same time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not sentimentally accept the Brajendra Nandan form of Krishna as all in all or as supreme. We have often heard the pastime of South Indian Brahman crying tears by seeing the Bhagavad Gita book. And that kind of innocent faith is so much appreciated. But it has to be noted there that such an innocent, pure faith he reposed on right conception of Krishna. Imagine if somebody is having a similar type of faith for some manufactured god of Kali Yuga, crying tears in the eyes, you know, having a very great faith in some. There are so many kinds of incarnations we see in this age. Having such a faith in such a person would be meaningless. It'd be ridiculous. So, before coming to the conclusion of Shyam Sundar, Yashodananda Nihamatra Jani, before coming to the conclusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find arguing with Prakashanand Saraswati on the Vedanta, or arguing, giving 63 different meanings of the Atma Ramaschamuniyo Nirgrantha Apyurukrame verse. After having well read, after having well understood the different aspects of the scriptures, ultimately, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, understanding that Krishna is all that is. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this is very meaningful. Otherwise, although we say Vijayavasis don't know Krishna is God, they simply love him. So, in the same manner, there are so many people who say that their guru is Sakshat Krishna. And if you ask them, can he show Visharupa Darshan? They say, yes, he can show, but you don't have the eyes to see. There are many people who say. So it's very dangerous philosophy. So there are so many manufactured gods of Kali Yuga who claim to be Krishna himself, and they say, I am showing Vishnu Darshan right now, you cannot see, you don't have the eyes. So one shouldn't have such wrong conceptions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in Vrindavan as Prajendranandan and Yashodanandan and Shamsundar. So this is the personality of Krishna whom we are supposed to eternally serve in the spiritual world and whom we would like to approach in the spiritual world. And that is right conception. And right consciousness, Prabhupada explained, is the consciousness which is saturated with the mood of a servant or which is saturated with servitude, attitude. That is the right kind of chaitanya, consciousness while chanting the holy name. So both these things combined, they produce the effect of awakening the dormant love for Krishna while one is chanting the holy names of Krishna. So any one of these elements missing, it makes the holy name take a long time to awaken the dormant love. So right consciousness, right conception, when these ingredients are mixed together, one chants Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. So these things have to be remembered. One of the most greatest curses in the material world is forgetfulness. We know it, but we forget it. So we have to remember it again and again, recollect it. Such great truths spoken by acharyas. And one should actually pray for such remembrance. Harinam Prabhu ki.